I could try to make up a little bit for lost time by going through a bit quickly the two nekudas on this Gemara. First, what I had left off with, by the Machlekes Ketzais, and the others about Gita Yaviyad and Ban Keachad. We had a Machlekes, the Ketzais had his innovative Hezber in Gita Yaviyad and Ban Keachad, that the Iker is in the Sina, and once you do in the Sina, it works, and then Memela, it's a get, the way we explained the Ketzais. And then we said the typical way to learn Gita Yadim Ban Keachad is that it's an automatic thing, or magic, like I said. So it's a magical thing that when you give it, it all happens at once, and that's the way it works. There's a interesting nafkamina that Rabbi Chanan in Chelek Beis boizos from this machlokes. It's nageya to kinyan mashicha. And the guy to what a simta is. Rather than to go through the Seder Rabbi Chanan goes through, I'd like to just make it a little simpler by going straight to the nafkamina, and then I'll show you how he buys ice. A simta, as you all should know by now, simta is tzidei rishus haradam. Simta is what we call a parking place or a place on the sidewalk where you're allowed to stop and stand and put your packages down, a bus stop. These areas are called a simta. What is a simta? It's a place where you could be kind of things in Daladamas. If you're standing at waiting for a bus and there's a $20 bill on the floor next to your feet, so you notice it, and then someone goes and grabs it, it's yours. Because as soon as you noticed it, if you had a mind to be kinder, you could be kinder with the Daladamas that you're standing in. That's a simta. A simta is that when an area, you're allowed to put things down, and you could use the kinyanim. It could be kind of things that are there. Of course, you have to have das for a kinyan, but if you have das to be kind of, you could be kind of something in your dalaramas. That's what a simta is. The Rabbi Chanan brings that the Shev Shmaitza and the Shach argue over the lumdis of what exactly happens in a simta. When you're in a simta, we say that you're kind of, what does that mean, you're kind of in the simta? There are two ways of looking at it. You could look at it that the simta becomes yours. It's an area in the street where the halacha allows anybody who wants for it to become his. And that Daladamas becomes yours for now. You can't sell it to someone else. That's part of the deal. But for this while that you want to use it, you're there first. It's your spot. You have a right. You have a kinyan. Whoever gets there first is allowed to be, is kind of the Daladamas, mamish, and it becomes his Daladamas. It's one way to look at it. What? It's his chatzar. Yeah. It's his chatzar with limitations. You can't sell it. You can't destroy it. You can't dig holes in it. But what? It's, well, if he has kelim that are more than dalahamis, so then each keli will be kind of. If he has a car, which is a long car, more than dalahamis, it'll be kind of whatever area he puts it in. But he's kind of that area. So the Shach apparently understands that it's mamish yours. It's like your chatzah for all practical purposes. The Shmaitza disagrees. Shmaitza understands that you're not kind of the karka. A simta is a place that you're allowed to use for kinyanim. You could use for storage, you could use for kinyanim. You could use it. You don't become the bialim of it. It doesn't become yours. But you have a right to use it. But not that it becomes your place. What? The Shach says that there's a different. I'm sorry. The Shach says the Shev Shmaitza says that the simta is the same as chatzar shel shutvin, and the Shach says the chatzar is not the same as chatzar shel shutvin. So that if you say it's the same as chatzar shel shutvin, it means I can only use it. So he also could use it. So it's both of us. It's not mine alone. Right. That's the chiluk. Because. Well, let's theorize. Let's see. We'll theorize. We'll see how it plays out. I think So these are two ways to look at a simta. You can look at a simta that your mamish kaidit. Or you can look at a simta, it's a place you have a right to use. Those are the two ways to learn. I think just to illustrate, if it'll help, I once mentioned something that had happened to me. I was once driving on King's Highway looking for parking, and I was at a red light, and I was the second car. There was somebody ahead of me at the red light, and I was the second car, and I noticed that on the corner there was a parking place. So I put on my blinker to indicate that I was going to take the parking place as soon as the light turned green. The car behind me, there was a couple sitting in the car, so I guess they noticed that I planned to take the parking place. So the wife jumped out of the car, she ran over to her parking place, and she stood there. So the light turned green, and I drove up, she said I was here first. So I resisted the temptation to knock her over, and it wasn't easy. And, you know, I just, was she right or was she wrong? If you hold that if you go into a simta, you're kind it. Ever a simta is a place you can step into it, you can be kind it. And then she's right, she got there first. I had my eyes on it. But having your eyes on it is not a Kenyan. So she ran there first, so she was kind it. What? But either by being there, having a Kalim there, certainly not by looking at it. Yeah. You now stand in a parking spot. Should I stay in a parking spot? If I want to put a chair down and take a suntan and listen, and I can, who says, well, who's going to stop me? No, I'm not at the street. Street's not a simta. Simta is a place where people have a shush to put their kalim down. No, parking place is a place where you're allowed to park. Is that true? You're only allowed to park cars and not people? Okay. My point is that assuming it's a simta, if you hold that your mamish kind of the simta, see your mamish kind of the simta. If you hold that you're not kind of it, it doesn't become yours. You stand there. You can stand there. See, all right, to stand there, but it doesn't make it yours. It doesn't make the rest of the parking place yours. So when you're standing, you have a right to stand. So I can pull into the rest of the parking place. It's L'chayra, it's totally in this machlokes, which I'm sure is what this couple was talking about in the car right before she jumped out. But I think whether you argue about what the law is, if you're allowed to stand there or not, I think it'll illustrate this machlokes. Is simta a place you could be kinder for your use? Or is simta a place that you could use, but you're not kinder? What does that have to do with our sugya? Zot Rabbi Chanan. The halacha is that Mashiach helps into a shesurabim and or into a simta, so that I could do Mashiach into a shesurabim or into a simta. If I want to do a kinyan Mashiach, let's say I buy a cow from you, I want to do Mashiach of the cow. So we learned last week that Mashiach works only into a shesurabim or into a simta. That's how Kinyan Mashiach works. So Agvah helps anywhere, and the Sira only helps Rishas Arabim, and Mashiach helps only Rishas Yafid and B'Simta. Now, how exactly does that work, if you think about it? You have a para, and the para is in the parking place. It's in the Simta. And I say, okay, I want to be kind of this para. So now, I'm going to pull this para to me. So when I pull the para to me, how am I kind of it? It's your para. It's wherever the para is your Dalet Amis. So if I pull it into the next parking place, so now that parking place is your para with your Dalet Amis. How am I kind it? In what way am I kind it if wherever the para stands, it's yours? In the simta, wherever the para is standing, it's the para spot. So if you learn, so the Shach says that Gita Viyadei Ban Kafa, that I pull it, and as I pull it, wherever I pull it, it's Gita Viyadei Ban Kafa. It comes at one shot, and at the same time that the para becomes mine, the place where the para is standing also becomes mine. If you learn Gita Viyadei Ban Kafa, it's like a magic thing that it can happen simultaneously. Zeres hakasa, that things kinyanim can happen simultaneously with the place that you're kind in. So just like you give a person a get, he, let's say the Eved, gets his yad and the get at the same second. Same thing, I get the para and the simta, I get it at the same second. What's the problem? But Zot Rabbi Chanan, the Shmaitzah couldn't learn that way. Because the Shmaitzah, which is the Ktzais, holds Gita V'yadeh doesn't work, only a special way that Gita V'yadeh works by the Nasa V'yadeh. So he couldn't learn that Gita V'yadeh Bekecha makes sense by Mashiach. Memela, the Shef Shmaitzah has to hold. The other has been a simta. That simta doesn't belong to anybody. A simta is a place that a person can do what he wants. He wants what he wants there. A person can have it for kinyanim. A person can have it for keeping things. The place where people can have it for things. So memela, if I'm going to stand there with you, it's a chatzah shel shutzim. It's not yours, it's not mine. It's yours and it's mine. For whatever I want to use it, I'm using it, as long as it doesn't contradict you what you want to use it for. And you could use it for whatever you want to use it for. It's not that the Dalet Amos belongs to the Baal HaPara. It's that it's an area that each person could use for whatever he wants. Memela, the Shmaitzah understood that when I pull the Para, I could pull the Para, because it's not your simta any more than it's my simta. It's like a Chatz Shoshneim. It's my area too. I have a right to do Kinyanim here. So if you want to do kinyanim here, I can't interfere with you. But if you don't want to do a kinyan, so I'll do a kinyan. You were there first, so you were there first, but it didn't become yours. If you're there first and you want to do a kinyan in this spot, you have a right to it. If you don't want to do a kinyan, I could do a kinyan in this spot. It's not a contradiction that I'm going to do it just because you did it. Just because it's your para, it doesn't matter. A simta is a place where anybody can do what they want. You know, it's like if somebody's standing at a bus stop, she's in a simta. So I'm going to walk over and stand in the same Dalet Amos. He'll tell me, get out of my Dalet Amos. Shoshmite says, you can't. He's not going to tell me, get out of my Dalet Amos. I didn't get out of your Dalet Amos. Now you're a Dalet Amos. Now if you have a box with you, and you put it down next to yourself, it's true, I can come and stand there, because you're using it. If you don't have a box with you, you're not using the place next to you, so then I could come. The Shmaitzah learns that that's what a simta is. A simta is a place where a person could do whatever he wants. There's no bailus on the place. So if you want to stand there, you can stand there. If you happen to get into the spot with your car, so you can put your car there. If you get into the spot without a car, so you can stand wherever you're standing. But an inch next to you, I can put my car. You can't stop me. You're not kind of it. It doesn't become yours. So the Shmaitzah, since he didn't learn Gita V'yadeh Bankeach, so he could not learn simta the way the Shach learned simta. That Gita V'yadeh Bekecha Taidu Mashiach into a simta. Memela, the fact that we find Mashiach works into a simta proves to the Ktzais, to Shmaitzah, that it's not pshat that I own the simta. It's not the part. What? Because the Ktzais learned that Gita V'yadeh Bekecha really doesn't make sense. Why does it work by get shechur? Because all you need is v'nasam v'yadeh. He holds it where the Gemara says it, by get shechur, and maybe by get isha, whichever case of get isha you need it, and that's it. He can't hold it by simta, because there is no gzeres akas of v'nasam v'yadeh. So when I say the Ktzais doesn't hold of Gita V'yadeh Bekecha, I mean, he doesn't hold it's a rule that you can extend to other cases that the Gemara didn't say. The Gemara said it in cases of a Nasam Biyada. The Gemara didn't say by Simta, there's no reason to say Gita Biyada on Ke'achad because there's no Nasam Biyada by Mashiach. So Mela, how does it work? So the Ktzais was Mukhruch to learn that Simta is not the Rishus of the owner of the park.
Why can't you learn Gita Biyada and Baal HaPara who owns the Simta?
He's makta the karka to me somehow. First of all, you can't be makta the karka and simply someone else. For that, you don't have a right. How you? First of all, even if he could, he didn't do it. He didn't do a kinyan karka. He didn't give him kesef to become a karka. All he did is a mashiach on the para. Even if you could, that's not the case. The case of mashiach is that you give him the animal, that is why you say life b'shaychu kinyan, and he pulls it. They didn't do a kinyan of the cow. Besides that, I don't think you can be machna kinyan of a cow of a symptom. It's not yours to be machna. Not to be machna to others. It's yours if some, you can use it. If something falls there, you can be kind in. If something, you want to put things there, you can put things there. The Shef Shmaitzer said that the Shach said that there's a difference between Simta and Chatzos Shoshnayim. The Shmaitzer was saying that Chatzos Shoshnayim is like a Simta. That's right, that's like a Chatzos Shoshnayim. That's what the Shmaitzer said. So you're not kind of the Karka. So they both could have it at the same time. If you hold your mamish kind of the Karka, so it's not Chatzos Shoshnayim. Whoever's there, it's his. It's only the Shmaitzer who could hold that it's Chatzos Shoshnayim, because that's what it is. A simta is something you could use for your thing, I could use for my thing. That's the way you play it. Yeah. Because how does Mashiach work in a simta? That's the question. How does Mashiach work in a simta? The way the Shmaitzer learns, it works because I'm pulling it into my Rishos. This area I want to use for a Kenyan. You're not using it for a Kenyan. So I'm using it for Kenyan. I'm pulling it into my Rishos. So therefore I could do it. If you learn it to Shach, you own this area. How can I be kinder? It has to be with Kitev Yad Ban Kachan. This is the extension of the Machlekes Kitev Yad Ban Kachan. But basically we see from here is that the Machlekes, the Ketzais, and the others, the way you learn Gita V'yadei Pashut, it's a machlaikis lagabe get shechur. That's one parsha. There's a machlaikis really b'chol kinyanim kulam, b'chol tara kulam by kinyanim. Does it pass the words to say the words Gita V'yadei Ban Ke'echad anywhere else? The Rav Chana Nemzon, and he Nemzon in the Shach, that you could say Gita V'yadei be all kinyanim. It's a concept. It's a concept that you can own the place and the thing at the same moment. The Ketzais is learning. No, it's a Gzeres HaKasev and Asam B'yada. It's a Dirim Kitev V'yada B'kechad by Get. And La La, we learn it to Shtar Shechar. And that's it. Nowhere else. There's no place else that the concept of Kitev V'yada can apply. That's the limitation that the Ketzais, by explaining it, by what happened is the Ketzais explained Kitev V'yada so well that it only works in the places where his explanation applies, which is where it says Vinasa Biyada. And that's it. Okay, let's see the next piece of Gemara is basically a cheshbon of the three Mandiyamrim. We have Ramei and the Chachamim. The Gemara is Mechadish to us that our Mishnah is Merame somehow to a third Mandiyama to Rishim and Elazim. So let's just go through the Gemara to get the three shittas straight. So what's the Gemara going to theorize? What are the Chachamim hold? The Gemara is going to end up everything I day, everybody. Okay, that's Sai Kesef and Sheshtar Sayat v'Sarachem. But the Gemara here is asking the Kesef, the Chachamim said I day Atzmai, and that's me in I day Achirim. Why am I? Why in the world shouldn't Kesef work on Deachem? Di nami de shalai midaita mechti. Shemilu rabban and dami schus rishiyeti mitachas yad rabbi lecheiris. V'tani l'zachalam shalai b'fana mechav lo yalo b'fana. So why can't Kesef work on Deachus? So what are you going to have to say? That it does work. Kesef does work on Deachem. And you're going to have to say, chitei, mamaya deyatsmei, afay deyatsmei. So you're going to have to say, when the Chachamim say Kesef ay deyatsmei, it means Ayyachirim also, but even Ayyachirim, if so, Umay, the Chitem Ayyachirim, Avidyachirim. The Kashmala, the Eshkinya level below Rabbi, Yachim a Seifa, Bishtar, Ayyachirim, Ayyachirim, by Shtar, it's Ayyachirim, which is Mashmala, Ayyachirim, Bakamashmala, Nikita Vyadim and Kaban Kechad. So what do you see in the Seifa? That shtar works aydei cherem, not aydei atzmai. Why shouldn't the shtar work on himself? So what are you going to have to say in the sefer? The same thing. Then it means af. The rabbanon say everything works. If everything works, the mishnah should say so. So the chachamim, we have a hard time understanding what's pshat in the chacham. Ella, so the gemara's maskone is the kesef ben adechem ben adeatzim. That when the mishnah says that here the taitch, you have to read the rashi into the gemara. The kesef ben adechem ben adeatzimai, meaning the rabbanon hold everything works for everybody. The next words of the mishnah, b'shtar adechem v'lay adeatzimai, Rav Shimon Elazar. The next words of the mishnah, that's Rav Shimon Elazar, which is the third shita. So what do we have? We have Rav Meir, which is clear in the mishnah. We have the chachamim, which now is saying the chachamim hold everything works. The mishnah said shtare the achirim in I dayatz my loy Shimon Elazar the tanya of Shimon Elazar Omer af b'shtar ayi the achirim v'loy adayatz my b'chodesh the kashita, that everything af b'shtar meaning saikas and saik shtar is ayi the achirim v'loy adayatz my v'sholosh machlekes v'dav. So that's Shimon Elazar's shita. That kesef is only a deacherim, not a deyatzmai. Why no kesef a deyatzmai? Because then can you let it by rabbi? And shtar, why not a deyatzmai? Why? Because he doesn't have gita v'yadai, which is the next line of the Gemara. Which is just a way of saying or a makar to you, that you don't hold kita v'yadei ban ke'achad. And okay. This is Rabbi Chanan's raya. That Gita Vyadim Ba'ai Kechel is a Svara, not like the Tzais that it's Xeris HaKasiv. Because the Gemara says, my time of Shimon Elazar, why doesn't he hold Gita Vyadim Ba'ai Kechel? So, Frank Rav Chanan, according to the Tzais, well, you know why he doesn't hold Gita Vyadim Ba'ai Kechel? Because he doesn't hold the Vishtikal Torah. There's enough in the Sina. The only thing you need a Kenyan. Frank Rav Chanan, according to the Tzais, what do you mean, my time? He doesn't hold the Ktais is saying Yishtigot Tayyar the Chachamim. Shimon Elazar doesn't hold of it. It's not from this Gemara that Gita V'yada is a Svara, that it can happen simultaneously. So Gemara says, why is he holding a Svara? So Gemara says, Nachi Nami to Svara, Gamal Ola Meisha. Meisha, Chesi Gav Shoshen Shalai, if Evin Nami, Yishtigot Gav Shoshen Shalai. Okay, Hakob Chonim. Well, it's a Svara that it happens simultaneously by Kinyanim. It's a little difficult. I'm calling it magic, and now I'm saying it's a svara. It's a little hard to know, but however it works, it's not based on any. I mean, there's a cause. I don't know. I think not. You wind the Gemara just dancing. He doesn't hold the svara. There's a concept of kita yadi ban kecha. That's really what you're asking. It's from Shem Rabbi Chanan himself. Because in order to answer it, you don't have to say it doesn't hold. You don't need lola meisha. I mean, if the lola meisha starts to say it doesn't hold exes kasa, then nothing biyada. What is the exes kasa for carrot? If he doesn't hold the nothing biyada, means the sin is enough, which he obviously doesn't hold. So then, what do I need lola for? You're asking the other way. You're asking that. Then okay, you're right in Shiran B'Katzayis, but Shiran B'Chanan too. Why doesn't Mar just say it doesn't hold the key to the other? Rabbi Chanan seems to hold it to such a strong svara that Rabbi Chanan doesn't explain it. So it's a little hard to me to answer. Right, the Rashba here clears the shaila about shtar al yedei achirim. Uh, even like the Chachamim, he's clearing, there's a piece in the Rash that begins, Le'inyim Psak Halacha. He says, what comes out of Asugya? He goes to the Psak Halacha of Asugya, which is the Chachamim. So Psak Halacha is, it works any which way. Everything works. He clears, we know that if you give a shtar shichur to an Eved Kenani Bal Karchai, it's chal. An Eved has no choice. If you want to free the Eved, if you give him a shtar against his will, he doesn't want it, and you stuff it into his hand, it's chal. He becomes freed because the shichur works Bal Karchai. Why would the din be for someone else to be to be zeicha in a shtar shichur bar karchay of the eved? The eved is oimid v'tzeveach. I don't want to go free. And we tell him zachin ladim shloi b'fanav. I'm going to be zeicha in a shtar shichur for you. And he's screaming, I don't want. Could such a thing work on that? Why would you say bashkafa rishayna? Tashkafri Shanit say, what kind of zachin is that? If you're screaming, I don't want it, if zachin doesn't work. Why be the halacha by a matana, such a thing? I want to give you a gift. You say, I don't like to take gifts. So I go to someone else, I say, be zachin this gift for playing. And he's, I'm ibn tzavach, I don't want it. So there, the Rajba says, it doesn't work. By gift, you can't be zeicha for someone if he doesn't, if he's not interested, if he doesn't want it. If he's omer v'tzaveach, you can't be zeicha. What about by shtar shichur? So the pashto should be that it doesn't work. The Rashba says it works. That's a chiddush of the Rashba. Why? The Rashba says the following lamdas. He says a matana is really not a schus for a person. Because there's a concept of Seinu Matana Siyachya. Matana is not really a schus for a person, except, why do we consider it a schus? Because most people want it. Most people are happy to get it. So, a matana, in theory, is not a schus. Or Bal Madrega, maybe it's not a schus. But Lamaisa, Nafsha Shalada Mechamdasan, he says. People like gifts. That's why it's a schus. Memela by a matana, if someone's omer v'tzeveach, he says, I don't want. What's he really doing? He's saying, I don't want. For me, it's not a schus. So we have to accept it, because a matana is not totally a schus. There's a sign of matana siyachia that exists. So memela, a person could say, I don't want. Masha'in came by being free instead of being an eved. It's a schus gomor. To be free, Chazal say that it's a schus, period. It's worth being free. Itaka lose your asa b'shivcha, but klapi that, to be a free man instead of a slave, that's an absolute schus. So the Rashba, that you could do even bal karchai of the Eved. Which state in the Rashba. He says, lulei de mistafina, but he says that it works. By Nisha, you mean? By get? A man to give, for a man, because they are the giver of the get. They're the husband, not the wife. The man can only give a get mitzvah. He doesn't have to say it's good. He has to say, I'm asking to give it, because get, the sinas I get needs rough. You can only give a get for tzaymei. So it needs a certain element of ratzi. So kaifed I say until he says I want. But that's nothing, it's not the same as getting something. We're talking about getting, about receiving. So, yeah, Rameya holds it's a chayv. Rameya holds it's a chayv, which, alright, we pass like the Chachamim, which means we pass this in absolute schus. It doesn't mean there's no tzad chayv, he's going to be asa b'shifta, but it means it's like it's an absolute thing that this thing is a schus. Hey, yes, that it's a schus, It works even against the will of the of the of the Eved Kanani. So they're fools. They're fools. There are many people who have cavities and they don't want to go to the dentist because it hurts. But eventually it's going to catch up with them. If they're smart, they put in their energy ahead of time. You know, many kids hang out on the street. They don't want to go to school. It's much easier. It's a place. But they remain ignorant. They end up with nothing. It doesn't mean it's not a sus. In other words, we have a Kabbalah, being a Bechayrin is a sus. If we have a Kabbalah, being a Bechayrin is a sus, like the Rashba, it just works. Moshein came by Matan. Now, before I get to the svar of the Rashba, I just want to tell you why this is very important. Because to Avni Meluim, and Rav Moshe and Atshuva, that Avni Meluim is a Siman Aleph Aitzei, and Rav Moshe and Atshuva, and Evan Ezra, Chelak Dalet, Siman Dalet, both talk about Shaila of a married woman who ran away, Hemira Daita, she's not from, and the husband wants to remarry. And the wife isn't from. The husband has an option to remarry. It means allowed to have two wives, just not out there in Beder Gershom, it's Aser. So a man with a Hetamei Rabbanim could remarry. The truth is, if a man's wife runs away and is Mazana with someone else, he really doesn't even need a Hetamei Rabbanim. A Saita doesn't need a Hetamei Rabbanim. When she's Mazana with someone else, you don't even need, which Ramesha talks about in his children. So the man is going to remarry. Now, what we do any time a man remarries, we don't let men remarry, period, unless they give their wife a get. Unless she doesn't want to be Makabah. But every Hetamei Rabbanim that's done Alpi Din includes that a get is written, and it's given, the husband has to give the get to the Beis Din for the Isha. And that's part of every Hetamei Rabbanim. We never matter a man and let the woman hang loose, you know, be an aguna. We never do that. There are cases where a woman is in a coma for many years, she can be a couple again, so we're out to the husband to remarry. But any time the woman is a bardas, we give a man a hetamei rabbanim, we compel him, part of the deal is he has to give his wife a get. That's the normal practice. Now, ideally, we would like to give a get to the woman, that she should be mevoreshes as of now. Question is, can Beis Din appoint someone to be mekabel the get for the woman? The Torah has zachin la'adam shalai b'fanav. It's a schus for the woman. Because, first of all, her husband's going to remarry. And she, certainly if she's a saita, if she's mezana with someone else, she's even asa to her husband. Even if she wants to come back to him, it's asa. A woman is mezana tachas baila, the ruts is asa la baila. So it's 100% this chusva to get a get, and there's zero downside. She loses nothing by receiving a get. The husband doesn't have to give a mezainis once she ran away. She loses nothing. Can we be zaycha in a get for this woman if she's aymed v'tzeveach, I don't want it. She says, I don't believe in it, I don't want it, I'm not interested, let him remarry, I don't want the get. Can we be zaycha in a get for such a woman? So both the Avni Meluim and Rav Moshe are saymach on this Rashba, who says that you can give a get shechver to an eved, even if he's aymed v'tzeveach, aydei acher, because it's a schus gamor. And if by Eved Kanani it's a schus gomer, Allah has kama v'kama for an Isha, where everybody holds it's a schus. So you could be zecha for the woman. You could be zecha for the Eved, you could be zecha for the woman. And Avni Meluim writes that even though the Rashba says Lulei de Mistafina, Afalpi Kein, you could rely on the Rashba. The Rashba's Lulei de Mistafina is good enough. That's a big muster, because Steipel always writes, don't rely on me. He writes Shtikl Torah, you know, and he writes, this is the way I think, La'alocha, don't rely on me, so I think you should rely on him. You know, he writes, don't rely on me. He writes, Kozek Asafti B'loi Ian Karoi, I don't know if this B'loi Ian Karoi is pretty good. So, you know, certainly if you printed it, I think you could rely on it. But anyway, that's the, this is the Lamais. Now, we're not done yet. And the first thing is, what in the world is the Svara for this Rashi? What's a Svara? Zachin la'adam shalai b'fanav, and he's screaming, I don't want it? How does that work? I'm going to be zachin to someone else. What does zachin mean? What does zachin la'adam shalai b'fanav mean? How does that work? How does that work? This woman is at home, and somebody is standing in Beis Din and being the kabbal to get for her. It's as if she got the get. How did she get the get? How did she receive it? What does it mean? Zochin l'adam shalom. Zochin is like shlichus. Is this chiyah mitam shlichus kashkus? Zochin, zochin l'adam is that it's as if, that's what Rashi says. Rashi says above Metzia. Zochin l'adam shalom b'fanav, that you're like a shliach without him knowing about it. So, how does that work if the first Messiah is a tzedeah? In Svara, it's a little hard to see, no? So how does it work? How are you kind of something for me that I don't want? If it's bad for me, you can't do it. If it's good for me, then you can do it if I don't want. What? That's no, maybe more along the lines, if you learn that her whole das is a toast, it's like a mechaber toast. She's saying, I don't want, because she's mistaken. She doesn't want. And by Evet also, Evet says, I don't want it because I like to be my meada, you know, I like my shifcha. She's making a toast. Is that the part? Most people would want it. I have no right to say I don't want it. I would think the rule of Zachin La'adam is that your yad is like my yad. Zachin makes your yad like my yad. How could your yad be my yad if to do something I don't want? It's hard to understand. Your yad is an extension of mine. Right, it's like the lady got the get because you took the get. It's an extension of my yad where I don't want it. I don't want your yad to be an extension of my yad. It's a very big chiddush. By Nisha? Shas Kiddush, what now? Now by the get? They're not being without the Kiddush of Refreya. A person can't do that only by certain cases. Generally, you can't just annul the Kiddushin. That's not what they do.
Same with Fuzul, you said
that by Prusbul, was Zeichel a piece of land for him, even though ultimately it's a chayv. What would be there if he's aiming for Tzeveyach? Interesting question. Let's say you owe someone a lot of money. He's writing a prizbal, Erev Shmita. The prizbal only works if the loiva owns karka. You don't own karka. You're eagerly awaiting Shmita. You'll be off the hook. So he goes to Beis Din and he's going to be mezaka karka. That's what we do by prizbal. Mezaka karka to the loiva. So if the loiva doesn't know about it, so zachin l'adam shalai b'fanav, he's kind of the karka. What happens if he's under the tzevach? I don't want to be kind of the karka. I don't want Bishum Eifin to be kind of the character. So it works. See, it would work. You could say Sedimatanesichia. I don't want to be kind of the character. He has a right, but he has a right to say, I don't want to be kind of the character. Yeah, it's funny. It's funny.
So
All right. The way it works, though, the comparison to first bull, it brings a person to laugh. The person says, "Seder b'taras yichyeh." He doesn't want to carry a shavuputa karka. Seder b'taras yichyeh. But the chayv of the $1,000 or $100,000 that he wants to get, it's not a matana. It's Torah gave it to him. Okay, let me tell you, Rabach there says pshat in the Rashba that zachin l'adam shalai b'fun of his gzeres hakasuv, that my yad could be like any other yid's yad. My yad could be your yad. In other words, the Torah zachin l'adam shalai b'fun of said that one yid could pick up things for another yid. My yad is like your yad. Rabach ben, Rabach Shmuel, Simon Yudal. My yad is like your yad. When it's a chayiv, but when it's a chayiv, it's not pshat that when it's a chayiv, my yad is not your yad. No. My yad is still your yad. Just zachin l'adam means my yad is like your yad for schusim. If any yad's a schus, my yad is the same as your yad. I can be kind of things for you. Zachin l'adam makes that my yad is like your yad for all schusim, and not for chayivis. So therefore, by matanos, if you say it's a chayv, you have a right to say a matanos is a chayv. So what you're doing is, my yad is still like your yad, but not for chayvis. I can't get a chayv for you. So then it's a schus gomor. Schus gomor, that's exeris hakasa. Zachin l'adam shalai b'fun of is that my hand is like your hand. Zachin l'adam shalai b'fun of. It's the Torah gave every yid the kaya to make a kinyan that's a schus gomer for any other yid in the world.
So if I think it's a schus, then I can be...
What?
Mm-hmm.
Which thing is not a schus gomer? Well, we're saying that by Yisha it's a schus gomer. That there's no downside for her. She doesn't agree, but it's still a schus for her. Still a schus. She's standing there saying, I don't want this schus. So, still a schus. The fact is, it's a cold fact that it's a schus. There's no downside to it. So she has in her mind to be spiteful and doesn't want it. That doesn't make it a schus. It's still a schus.
But how do you think my hand is like yours?
Well, that's the what Barpa is saying is that every yid's hand is like every other yid's hand for schusim.
If my eyes is not,
everybody's eyes, every yid's hand is a schus for every other yid. My hand is like your hand. And Zachin works.
Okay,
then what?
Then if you can say that, then
he's
the Amitzarach.
No,
my hand is like his hand
for Sussim, but I'm not Amitzarach. He's Amitzarach. I'm not being
Amitzarach.
The Tzvicha is nothing. What kind of, what's he Tzvicha? It's not a Sussim. It is a Sussim.
If he's mine, if he's nothing, then he wouldn't be Tzvicha.
He's Amir Mitzvah. Why? Because he has this notion that I don't want it. I want to be spiteful. I don't want it. I love my shivcha. I don't want to start life again. But that's worth it. We did Chazal. I can't shut up what's worth it, what's not worth it. Chazal shuts up. That's a schus. It's funny because Ramea holds it to chayiv. Who's saying Ramea's das is both like the kol.
Can I just say that?
But Ladaita still doesn't explain why you could be kind of something for someone who doesn't want to be kind of. Can you need that? Typically. Right, this is the Rajma's Chiddush. And it's enough of the Chiddush till here. I told you the first part of the Rajma. The Rajma goes on. The Rashba says, now I know you're going to give me a hard time with this, but I'll tell you what the Rashba says. Because till now, you can be macabre a little bit, the Rashba. The Rashba says, what about if, let's say, I have a friend who's an Ani, and he's eligible for Lekha Shekhopeya. And I go, and I want to be Zaycha to him in Lekha Shekhopeya. Say I want to, let's say one Ani will be Zaycha to him. If Oshi could be Zaycha, there's a question of Chav Lachrini. Let's say one Ani goes and he's Zaycha Lekha will pay if his friend is an Ani. Now should that work? And his friend says, I don't want it. The one he is zeicher for is saying, I don't want it, I'm not interested in it, I don't want it. Could that work? What are we saying now? What's the downside? Embarrassed? He's in his house? No one sees it. Maybe he doesn't need it, but he's eligible for it. There's no sign of matanis yechia on lecha shechol payim. Because nobody's giving him matana. It's the Torah gave it to him. It's hefka for him. So in this case, where there's no sign of matanis yechia, if he's going to scream, I don't want it, and I want to be zeicher for him, what should be? It should work, according to the Rav. If it works by get, it should work here. Here the Rav says, I'm like, that doesn't work. What? He doesn't want to take away from other people. He doesn't want to take away from other people. Why does he want to take from ahead of other people? What? Yeah, but normally a person's not under the tzedek. Here he's standing here screaming. If I'm screaming, I don't want other people to lose. That makes it not a schus for me. It's not a schus for me. Because it makes me feel bad. What Rashba says is that if the person is under the tzedek, it works. He has found himself as a steward to what I just said. I just said, I'm a tzaveh. You can still be makabel and get to the other person. And how come by lecha shechol payim works?
I'm inherently good over there.
Why is it inherently good?
I don't like bananas. Giving you bananas is not inherently good for me.
So you don't like bananas?
I'm saying it's not. Yeah.
It's just going to wrap in your house. You have no use for it. But is that the shower? Or is it something you do like?
There's nothing inherently good about it.
There's definitely something inherently good about having more where you had less before. For a hungry person to have food is inherently good. He's a hungry person, you're bringing him an apple. And he eats apples every day. So what's not inherently good about it? What's the downside? Unless it's mitzarim that other people can't have it. Yes?
Why isn't it
any different than Hanukkah? Because there's no sign of matanah on hefker. There's a reason not to take matanas from people. There's no reason not to take hefker. Whatever the hezber of sayin matanas yichya is, the machlok is why sayin matanas yichya. The Rambam says sayin matanas yichya, you shouldn't get used to expecting things from other people. But from hefker, there's nothing wrong. See, the Rashba assumes there's no sayin matanas yichya on hefker, on lech shechol peya, and afal pikein, the Rashba says I'm of tzedek works. It works there. Because like a shechol payim, nobody must take. The Rashba says, my chiddush, that oimid v'tzeveyach, that when a person is standing and screaming, there's oimid v'tzeveyach, it could be zeichet him anyway, is only true by get shechur, or by get, which is something which the Torah said, if you give it to the person, he has to accept it by karchay. A get shukr, if you give it to the Eved himself, he's obligated to take it. Because a get shukr works by karcha. Or a get isha, minatayr, certainly works by karcha. So, the Rashba says, my chiddush that I'm a tzedek doesn't help is if it's a schus gamor, and it's something that a person's obligated to take. So you can't say, I'm not in the mood, I don't want to take it. By saying, like a shukr peya, a person could say, I'm not in the mood. Your hand is an extension of my hand, but with my own hand, I don't have to be. If I pick it up, I don't have to be kainit. So your hand is an extension of mine. I also don't have to be kainit. It's only zaktin rashba. We have two conditions. It's a slus gamor, like we said before, and it's something which you're obligated to accept by karafa. When you have those two things together, then zaktin ladum works, even if a person is under the tzedek. This is the rashba's chiddush. And Dr. Meluim is saymach on it, and Ramesh is saymach on it, so it appears that it's lahalach. Okay, the next sugya, Bai Rabba, is the inyan of Kol Diyulei Matzi Yavad Matzi Mashvi Shliach. There is a Reb Shimon in Shari Yasher, it's Zayin Zayin. Just make sure you understand the Gemara well before you jump to Reb Shimon. Also, the Taisus, the second Taisus in the other days, is very important to Shabbos.